back. Sports and Stuff. Live on this Friday. Hey. No Blow Joe. What's up, man?
Jella, what's happening?
CP3 in the building.
Yeah, Lewis. Yeah, yeah. What's up?
We in here. Sports and Stuff, man.
Right.
Sports, life, everything in between.
Right, exactly. You know it. World Series lit, man. Top of the 11, man. They battling, man. Dodgers don't want to go out, man. They know they down 2-0, man.
Yeah.
They battling right now.
Yeah.
Gotta let them know what's going on right now.
I'm going for LA. Y'all going for anybody in particular? Y'all
man,
just.
I'm on the East Coast, man. I'm the East Coast, man. I ain't with the West Side.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You're fucking big in.
I'm
at
the best at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real. All
right. But, like I said, man, watching this baseball, we was watching the game earlier. Black coaches. It's a lot of black coaches out here that's, you know, held it down for some years.
A lot?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good number.
Well, we talking about all sports.
All sports.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I just want to know what's, you know, do y'all have a favorite black? I know off top, I'll give you my favorite black coach, John Thompson.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Georgetown
Hoyas. That's a legend.
Yeah, what do you mean? Right,
Big John.
All time.
Won a chip with Pat.
That's
Ewing.
Just G2. GT2. Right, because not GT3.
No.
Yeah, that's two. He's two.
Right. Big John, that one
yeah.
with Pat and yeah. Coach Iverson, you know, saved lives out here.
Yeah.
You know.
From the streets.
Victor Page.
Yeah.
You know. He coached a lot of legends around.
Allegedly went to drug dealers and crime lords and told them to leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I mean, that off top, that's one of my favorite black coaches. Y'all got any off top? I mean, y'all could just think of one that you just, you know, you mess with like that.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. Rest in peace, man. Dennis Green, man. You know? Man, coach some great offenses, man. And that joint right there, that just showed his passion, man. That was a tough game right there. And they did let them dudes off the hook that game, man. So, you know,
Dennis Green drafted Randy Moss.
Right, exactly. Know what I'm saying? He had Chris Carter. They had Jake Reed. Robert Smith. You know, they had some wild dudes.
He coached Arizona Cardinals too, right?
Right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Dennis Green. Shout out to Dennis Green, man. Rest in peace. Good coach. CP.
Hold up, though. That's a pass. I gotta go with the current one though, too, though, man.
Okay.
I ain't even like I like Tomlin too, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I just like him as a dude, as a person, man. You know what I'm saying? Now the team is kind of getting out of hand, you know. But I mean, you can only keep order for so long, man. Well, I don't know, man. It seems like Belichick keep order. Well, it's like he can only keep it for so long. Order is kind of starting to, you know what I'm saying? Bambus is getting low. They dipping off. You know what I'm saying? His number one man guy, we talking about the Patriots right now. Bama's a jumping ship. The soldier, the all-pro guard, he got about it, went to the Giants.
He's
and
Medela
rolled
blood,
out.
Though.
I mean, no, he looks sorry, yes, with the Giants.
he's out of it.
They said he looks like trash, but he got paid a rack of bread. You know, but yeah. And Medela rolled out. Deion Lewis rolled out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's in a battle with Gronk and Brady all offseason. Gronk told me, I don't know if he going to play, he going to retire. Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, they going back and forth, you know what I mean? And allegedly, he wanted Jimmy G, you know what I'm saying, Tom out, which would be a coach's mentality. He going to go with the young guy, we starting over, we got our future right here, boom. You did what you do, kick you out the door. Made him trade Jimmy G, just like a wild situation. Like, order's out of control. But literally, the man was talking about they weren't going to play. Gronk, at least. So, I don't know, man. But, you know, we'll see, man, as far as you know, those guys. But as far as Tomlin, you know, I like him as a dude. He's from Hampton as well, if y'all ain't never know that. He's from right there.
I thought he was from.
Yeah, he's from right there. You know what I'm saying? So gotta man represent him on the logo on our other home, man. I got two homes, man, around the way right here, my home by the sea. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what? We all made a home, made a name there.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so you know, that's basically our home. Shout out, man, Hampton University, man. Mm-hmm. We don't shout out the spot much, but we all ain't nothing but pirates here. You know what I'm saying? Homecoming weekend. We ain't down here. We back around the way where we at. Home base, man.
Yeah.
You know, how we're doing it right here too, though. You know that.
Of course.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we can't mess with y'all like that.
I was going to say, we ain't in the wrong place. You know? We
right here. Even though it's raining down here, and I heard it's raining out there too, though. But I see y'all getting lit out there, so.
Yeah, it's raining like shit.
But yeah, so, I don't know. We had to just get on. You know, just for the homecoming. You dig? You see I'm repping Hampton and Pearl out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Got the homecoming attire on.
Right, got to, man. Had to put something on to represent it, man, for the weekend. But man, shout out to everybody who down there, y'all have safe time. Enjoy your time there, man. But we gonna see you when we see you. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell them when that'll be. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, all-time black coaches, man. Any more? Let me see. It's some more.
Arshell, come on, man.
It's some more. All right,
we just want to throw Arshell. Oakland Raiders.
Arshell.
Yeah. If we just throw them out there, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Romeo Crennel, even though what? Nolan, not a head coach. Nolan Richardson.
All right. Let's talk about coaches who are good. Yeah, man.
But hold, Romeo Crennel, even though he didn't,
I'm saying we talking about as a head coach.
We talking about as a defensive
coach. Oh, nah, he's
joints all that. Right. Nolan Richardson, man. With them boys, Corliss Williamson and them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Another good one, Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy, man, who let Gruden take his shine.
Gruden took his shine, and he came back and won that joint with Peyton.
You know, so. Yeah, definitely Tony Dungy, man. Great.
Shout out to all the black coaches out there. You know, y'all still paving the way. You know.
Yeah, but on that note, real quick, shout out to Byron Leftwich, man.
Oh yeah, you
know, round away.
Yeah.
Yeah, elevated the offense coordinator.
He was in high school,
exactly, Arizona, man. DC Public School.
Yeah, exactly. And elevated to offensive coordinator, man. Just this week, man.
He got to do something, man.
Yeah, they got
to
do
look
something.
Like some straight clowns.
Yeah.
And they got a black coach.
He said,
yeah, they got a new black coach.
They got a new black coach, and he like, man.
They won like one game, right?
Byron, man, they look horrible.
Yeah, but it's on him.
What? Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, but is Rosen slim? All right, I can say one thing. I thought Rosen was a joker from the day I met him. I never met him.
He's a jerk.
I always thought he was a clown. I didn't think he was any good.
Right.
I mean, for real, none of these dudes. Donald didn't impress me in college. You know, he turned the ball over all the time.
What did you think about Baker Mayfield?
I thought he was a beast.
Okay.
But you know, I think he was a beast.
Dog,
he done, man, he done put on some performances against top talent. I'm talking about ABC.
No,
I done watched him on ABC.
I'm just saying when I saw him in
college.
I was like, all right, he's like, I knew he was good. He was a winner. That's what I knew.
He killed. Ball out there.
Yeah, he killed.
You know what I'm saying?
In college,
but I think he's gonna be something. But for real, they just showed. Like I seen some, you know, they talking about fantasy, all this on NFL Live, all that. So his numbers are down. Like they got film on him and they getting at him already.
Yeah,
I think he only played like 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But his first 3 weeks.
He ain't start the first 2, 3 games.
You know, and then, yeah, exactly.
2 games probably.
And then his numbers are down. Like
he's a starting quarterback forever now, though.
Oh, yeah,
he
for
is.
Sure.
You can't go back. For but sure. I heard
he
Tyrod not happy.
In Cleveland's in, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
But don't they got more than one win?
Two.
They got
what I mean. Whoever got that first one, you in there.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh no, they gonna let him play that
too. Just you know what I'm saying. Just
but nah,
to let them know.
They got a defense though.
They do.
Yeah,
man, they got really a squad. They got players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
They should have beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right. Matter of fact, the the first like 2-3 games when they had lost, they could have won all of them Jones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I mean, they still the Browns though. You know, so
Hugh
they
Jackson,
got a long
Hugh
way
Jackson,
to go.
Black coach. I mean, he's not good, but
he's coaching the Browns.
He's coaching
We don't know what he is. I mean, he just took
the
only opportunity he could get. Right, but it's the Browns. It takes way more than a couple years to turn that around.
Does it? The Rams turn right back around.
Dog, this is the Browns. Dog, the Rams have won a bowl in the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Dog, the Browns? Come on, dog. Come on. There's no comparison.
I'm talking about a team being shitty to a team being good the next year, though.
But dog, the Browns have been shitty for like... What 50? How many? I don't. The whole 30. City was shitty until LeBron won that jump 2 years ago. And shout out to all my folks in Cleveland, but we just talking about sports wise, not to any of our fans.
LeBron
out there.
Left him, man.
But young, like even y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all feel me? Like
all we knew was East 99.
Yeah, cause hey, we dealing with some shit right bone. Now. You know what I'm saying? Well, nah, the Caps just won. You know what I'm saying?
Caps won.
Shout out to the Caps. And the Valor, you know,
but them ain't sports we into like that. But yeah, we do have two champions. You know, Caps.
Shout out to the Valor.
That jump was crazy, man.
You get them on the show.
That win.
But yeah, shout out to the Caps though. So we did break that, but we just know about that recent history and not winning nothing. So you know, no disrespect to Cleveland, but dog, they didn't. You know what I'm saying? The Browns. That's a whole different story than that, man. But we'll see what happens. Baker.
Yeah, but they play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Yeah. They're not favored. They should lose.
They shouldn't be favored.
Yeah. Right. They should lose. So I mean, they're getting better. They're better, but they're not.
But hold up,
they're not shit.
But real quick though, Leftwich, they playing the Cardinals is playing the 49ers.
Yeah,
they can't pull that. Yeah.
Shit, I don't know, man. The 49ers. Slim, that surprisingly was a good game. It was like a Monday or two ago. They played against Green Bay. I thought it was gonna be a bullshit game. And they was out there,
they was balling. Right, that jump.
That Berlin dude, that quarterback, he be trying to do something.
Yeah,
you know. So, I don't know, man. We'll see, man. What they can do, but you know, I can't call it, man. But
that coaches, man, they out here.
No. Tyronn Lue. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, man. I was like, who else? Tyronn Lue.
The great Lenny Wilkins.
Lenny Wilkins, exactly. Yeah. These some good ones. I'm like, they out here, man. We got
shit. Even Bill Russell was a coach.
He was. Yeah. Player coach.
Player coach.
He was a player coach. Yes, he was. Player coach.
And what's the dude? He won a chip, but Mike Brown, He won a chip with Golden. He won a couple chips with Golden State.
Mike Brown, he was coaching LeBron. Yeah. He got fired.
I mean, Brown got him fired.
Brown got him a bye.
They say Walton signed to feel the pressure or something.
Nah,
they said allegedly Kirked out, man.
Who Kirk?
Man, Walton.
LeBron Walton Kirk to who?
Man, Kirk on everybody. Talking about they need a W.
Oh, nah, that ain't. Nah, I don't believe that shit.
I don't know. It was on, what's that show, man? ESPN. Julian.
I don't believe Walton was kirking on LeBron.
Not like, the live jump.
They said Luke Walton was screaming on the team.
That's
about
what
defense.
I'm talking about. Yeah, they said they had to get the W.
What's
that jump? Paul Pierce and them be on? Paul Pierce and T-Mac?
If you think, you know, if you can imagine that, how you think LeBron's face was looking the whole time? He had the year right face the whole time.
If not, full out bust out laughing at that bang. Yeah, like, right. Yeah.
Pass it to Will. That's how they do LeBron, man. Pass it to Will. But other coaches, Jason Kidd, he was a coach. He wasn't a great one.
I thought he was all right. Then he got fired,
John,
man.
Lucas, Nate McMillan.
No, come on. They're not great coaches.
Not great ones.
They're coaches, though.
You know, they're not great ones. It's been a lot of black coaching in the NBA. Paul Silas. I'm just yelling out random.
Yeah.
I'm just Mark Jackson was actually a good coach.
I feel like he built that. He got John Gruden.
Right, they pulled the rug.
They pulled the John Gruden on him, man.
Right, yeah.
He built the team.
They was getting better and better, man. You know, and then they got rid of him. And then that was it. It was over. Steph dropping 51 in 3 quarters. Against our home team.
That was embarrassing.
KD saying, take me out, man. I'm tired of playing against these jokers.
That was weak.
Yeah. He said they weak. Take me out. I'm done. Yeah, they get that done.
He was right. That's the whole thing.
But hold up. Like, we that side, we that weak now?
Yes.
John Wall and Bill, y'all ain't competing like that. That Batman's going like this now. Like, wow. You know what I mean?
Black coaches. What's some stuff?
Fuck. Hey. Eddie Jordan. Fuck. You talking about these black coaches? Fuck it. I got to throw. Yeah, now a roundaway dude. Product of Carroll High School.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw him out there.
John Lucas. John Lucas from D.C.? Or he from Baltimore?
I'm not sure.
I know he's local. Okay. Up the Beltway. I'm gonna say that. Good coach. He coached Rodman. Rodman was with the Spurs. You know, I don't know how that turned out. He ain't win no championship or nothing, but you know, he coached for a minute. Like, you know, but sports and stuff, man.
Shaka Smart.
Yeah. My man Charlie Strong.
Yeah.
NCAA, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Been a lot. Good number. It's been a good number of black coaches.
Yeah, not enough.
Never enough.
Did we say Eddie Robinson?
No.
Wow. Joe Taylor.
Man, young, I was about to get
Hampton
there,
University. Though. Joe Taylor.
I was going there. So
he's about to, yeah.
So. Yeah, Hampton homecoming too, man. Damn, we ain't go this year, huh? Man.
Hey.
We did it last year.
We showed up last year, man. What's up, Hampton? Yeah. I know y'all down there acting up. No. But yeah, we gonna get out of here. Anybody? Closing words? No. Anybody?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Just stay true to you, man. Do you, man. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
He's over here losing it. But yeah, we're going to take a quick break, man. Sports and stuff. Be right back at y'all in a sec.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.